One of the legends of the Czech underground, Ivan Martin Jiros, has been awarded the 2006 Jaroslav Seifert Prize for Literary Achievement. The moment that many thought would never come was made official on Monday evening, when Ivan Jiros stood on a stage inside Prague's St. Anne's Church amongst a crowd of well-wishers and supporters to accept official recognition for his poetry and a recently published 500-page collection of his letters from prison. Linda Mashtalish brings us this profile of a man who is legendary for, shall we say, a variety of reasons.
Ivan Martin Jiros, or Magor as he's affectionately known, is a man not easily overlooked. He's not a tall person, but his character is magnetic. The author of numerous poetry collections, an edition of children's stories dedicated to his daughters, and now an impressive collection of his own letters written to those he loved from inside communist-era prison cells, Ivan Jiros is perhaps still best known as the artistic manager and spiritual leader of the underground rock band, the Plastic People of the Universe. Jiros's work with the band began in 1969, and in many ways he shaped the band's direction.
Tak to je písnička, který se jmenuje Rock and Roll, no.
Ivan Jiros was educated in art history at Charles University in Prague, and his MA thesis, completed in 1968, was devoted to visual poetry in the works of Jiří Kolář, among others. A man of great perception and the ability to craft the written word, in his younger days, Magor, which literally means the crazy one in Czech, also developed a trademark habit. Underground gatherings were always livened up with Magor reciting his poetry or singing, and inevitably stripping off his shirt. Magor preferred bare-chested performances. So conservative types dismiss him as a simple exhibitionist. But Ivan Jiros's life has been anything but simple, though he doesn't regret it for a moment. Ivan Jiros sums up his life's motto in one sentence: I enter a battle only when it's already lost. In other words, Ivan Jiros never backs down. This attitude and his rebellious nature, which was also directed against the communist authorities inside Czechoslovakia, earned him 5 prison sentences. The first sentence came down in 1973, and the last one ended in November 1989, the month of the Velvet Revolution. In total, Magor's battles with the communist regime resulted in 8.5 years behind bars. When not in prison, Ivan Jiros was allowed to work only as a laborer. It was the price to pay for remaining true to his beliefs, the price to pay for living freely inside communist Czechoslovakia, he says. Now, Ivan Magor Jiros joins the ranks of Dominik Tatarka as a Jaroslav Seifert Prize laureate. The prize, named for the only Czech author to be awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, was first established by the Charter 77 Foundation in 1986 to recognize the literary talents of Czech writers who would not be honored inside the communist bloc. When Ivan Jiros got up on stage on Monday night to accept the 2006 Jaroslav Seifert Prize, he laughed about how some people may be afraid that he'd ditch his shirt by the end of the acceptance speech. Instead, Magor kept his shirt on and recited from memory one of his favorite poems by Jaroslav Seifert, entitled Autumn. His old friends, the Plastic People of the Universe, played in his honor.